Why do I write like this? Before God, I don't know. The impulse moves me. A proud urge to silence guards the impulse. But the guarded impulse overcomes the guard. And the moving finger writes. As I write, I hear the swift wind shaking the crowded line of cypress trees along the margin of what is called the drive. Kind are their greeny gloom, soft are the rasping of their sighing, than the cynical silence and the glittering bauble-clad greenwood tree that houseled the last hours of our beloved lad. The wind blows strongly as it often does here, and I hear it loudly. This wind is not the wind in the willows, but a dark wind and a brazen one, filling the room with sharp, violent sighs. The wind bloweth where it listeth, but we know not whence it cometh or whither it goeth. I stand for a few moments on the balcony outside the front door, watching the cypress trees bend back from the wind. Each a rustling black smudge beneath the lesser darkness of a starless sky. The rain, gentle when the wind falls for a moment, then slashing the face sharply when a gust of wind whips by strongly. So I write as the wind goes, knowing not whence the impulse cometh, or whither it goeth. But strive as I may, the guarded impulse overcomes the guard, and the moving finger writes. The words pressing down agony within them. Life's day is a short one, but Neil had but a dawn. A false one. For the dawn faded before he knew it was there.